Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
This brown bag lunch, this staycation, this do-it-yourself oil change, this second shift at work. At American Family Insurance, we understand what it takes to make your first home a reality. It's the same as it takes to protect it. For home, auto, life, and business. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We got names! We get better bet!
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullion Haas, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Kelly Krull in for Mike Mulligan today. And we are pleased to bring in Mike Florio, who joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well for late June, and obviously there's not a whole lot going on in NFL camps with everybody away for their mini breaks before training camp starts and kicks in next month. But there is a lot of discussion, Mike, over NFL replay, and that has been sparked by Rich Eisen writing a guest column for Peter King on his Football Morning in America, and he outlined some of the problems that are anticipated based on the explanation they got from Al Riveron about replay and the way that it could be contradictory with calls. What do you make of the discussion going on around the league about replay, and how bad could this get?
Well, this could get really bad. I mean, I think the league needed to do something to prevent another scenario like what we saw in the NFC Championship game, where there's a horrendous missed call and there's no mechanism for fixing it. And the NFL, after I think the competition committee went a couple of months of believing that it could get by with doing nothing and just accept it as a 50-year event and it's never going to happen again, at least not in our lifetime, so who cares? Let's just deal with the rules as they are. They overreacted at the behest of the coaches and the owners, and now we have a mechanism in place that is going to result in micromanagement of pass interference calls and non-calls with something far more than that clear and obvious, and those are supposed to be the key words, clear and obvious. The clear and obvious early hit by Nickell Robey-Coleman on Tommy Lee Lewis in the NFC Championship game. Now we are picking through frame by frame a possible instance of pass interference in Super Bowl 53. I don't think it's clear and obvious. Stephon Gilmore significantly hindered Brandon Cooks on a play that Al Riveron says would have been overturned for a finding of pass interference. There was a play from a Chargers-Chiefs game in the regular season
in week 15.
Where I don't think it's clear and obvious. The key is what is clear and obvious, and how is the NFL going to make this work in real time and not excessively delay the game and also result in too many plays, too many rulings being overturned based upon replay review.
Mike, is there anything clear and obvious, though, about certain calls throughout a game? I mean, isn't this more the same? Nothing is as clear-cut as everybody wants it to be. Is this improvement, or is this taking a step back?
Well, here's the problem. Most of the purposes for replay review, most of the plays where it's available, it's based on something objective. Did a guy get 2 feet down? Did the ball come out before the knee hit the ground? We can all see that. There's no disputing it. Now we're taking something subjective. Is it clear and obvious that the defensive player significantly hindered the receiver? What does that mean, and what does it take to be clear and obvious? And you're going to have 17 different replay officials who have to make the decision in real time with a full-speed replay, no frame by frame, whether to activate automatic review in those moments of the game where automatic review is available. And then you're going to have Al River on pour over it with a fine-tooth comb. You know, I hate to say it, it sounds harsh, but I think we've seen enough of a body of work from Al Riveron that we can fairly conclude that he has some struggles when the time comes to try to properly apply the replay rules. And I think over the next couple of months, somebody at the league office, preferably the commissioner, needs to make sure Al Riveron understands that this information he's putting out there is not the way it should be. It should only be in the most egregious, obvious cases where pass interference will be called by replay review if it wasn't called on the field, and will be overturned if it was called on the field and it shouldn't have been. This should be there only for the kind of emergency action that we needed in the NFC Championship game, and not as a way to open a new box of replay review function for all sorts of potential infractions where it's a lot closer than what it was in that Rams-Saints game.
Mike, you brought up the NFC Championship game. I just saw a little blip from something you had done earlier in the week. I thought it was cute, the Zion Williamson passing of the torch from Drew Brees. But what is the latest with Drew Brees and the Saints and that relationship moving forward?
Well, the Saints have said recently that Drew Brees is on a year-to-year arrangement. And I think that's smart. He turned 40. Not every guy is going to play at a high level past his 40th birthday. We're deluded into thinking that any of the quarterbacks who want to do it will automatically be able to do it because Tom Brady's figured out how to crack that code on Father Time. And I think we saw some indication last year, somewhere between week 6 and week 10, is when there's the thought that maybe Brees started to fall off a little bit physically. And I think it's a real concern for the team this year. If Brees, and back to the play in the Rams-Saints NFC Championship game. Mecole Roby-Coleman was on the wrong side of the field. He saw Tommy Lee Lewis uncovered on what would be the right sideline if you're facing it from the Saints' perspective. Well, Drew Brees, 3-4 years ago, would have seen Tommy Lee Lewis more quickly, would have gotten the ball more quickly, and he would have walked into the end zone before Mecole Roby-Coleman could have closed that gap. And those are just little indications that maybe Drew Brees isn't the guy that he used to be, and I think it's going to be a challenge this year for the Saints to have the kind of success we've seen the last 2 seasons.
Mike, tickets for NFL London games at Wembley Stadium go on sale within minutes, I think, at the top of the hour. For the Bears game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, they go on sale, I think, on Thursday. Where this is leading, obviously, will be a further look at interest in NFL football in London. Will there be as much interest as in past years? Do you think this will lead to a discussion that happens seemingly annually about whether or not an NFL team could survive in London?
I think that the league likes to dangle that carrot of the possibility of the team relocating to London. Every once in a while somebody says something about, ooh, maybe a Super Bowl played in London. And I think this is all aimed at just capturing the imagination and retaining the imagination of the folks in London who like football and who are getting that, 4 games a year as it currently stands. I think the end result is that there would be 6 to 8 games every year in London. It wouldn't be a home team per se. It would be a rotating slate like what we're now seeing. I just think there are too many practical impediments to putting a team in London, from the travel time to the time away from home when you're setting up at your East Coast base for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. Tax rates, exchange rates. Will the NFLPA agree to relocate one of the businesses to another country? Just too many issues, too many problems. I know the NFL likes the idea of maximizing that market and teasing them, but the possibility of a team moving there may help. But I think, it's unless they bring back the Concorde, and even then, I don't think it would happen. But at a minimum, you're going to have that supersonic flight to get back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean. But again, I doubt that it would happen even if that would return.
You kind of make me think of the Rays and the thought in baseball this week of them trying to split a season with Montreal and part of their season down in Florida. It's funny. But Mike, one more thing on the Bears. I think you did it with Chris Sims. The playoff game and the way it ended and Matt Nagy showing that clip often. What is your takeaway with using that as motivation, but towing the line as also needing to move forward to next season?
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand and appreciate the reminder of that feeling the players have when they lost that game. I don't know how many times you need to be reminded of it to understand, yes, that's how it feels, and yes, we don't want to feel that way again. I think you can get desensitized to the feeling if you see it too much. Mm-hmm. And I'll make the point that Jeff Fisher made on NFL Network late last week. It puts even more pressure on whoever the kicker is going to be. I mean, can you imagine that first game of the season, Thursday night, NBC, whoever is the kicker, what they're going to have to deal with, what they're going to have to worry about. And I know that kickers are expected to thrive in those settings, but I can't think of another time where a kicker had more pressure on him going into a season than whoever the Bears kicker is going to be will have. And constantly watching the closing moments of that playoff game is not going to make it any less pressure. It's only going to make it more.
Mike, not a big week around the league, but a big week in Kansas City. The NFL plans to meet with Tyreek Hill tomorrow, according to reports, which would be, I think, it's an interesting move because obviously this was going to play out and the league was sort of, you weren't sure what direction this was going to go. What do you expect to happen and where is this all headed?
Well, I think the key for me was the report from 810 WHB that multiple interviews are planned. I've reviewed the personal conduct policy very carefully. I can see at least two situations, maybe a third, where he could be found in violation and could be suspended independently for the different actions. You can be suspended without violence. Jimmy Smith, the Ravens cornerback, was suspended 4 games last year for making threats and engaging in emotional abuse against the mother of his child. So I think Tyreek Hill, at a minimum, is going to be suspended for what he said to Crystal Espinal. It's his voice on the recording saying, you need to be terrified of me too. There are other grounds he could be suspended for if they find he engaged in excessive discipline of his son. If they find him responsible for the creation of an atmosphere that his son was actually removed from the home, that kind of hazard, that kind of danger existed, that Hill is responsible for that. If they come to that conclusion, that's another basis. And hovering over all of this is what he admitted to doing in December of 2014, choking and beating then-pregnant Crystal Espinal. He'd never been suspended by the NFL for that. It all happened before he got to the NFL. But that's out there, and that's going to make, I think, the NFL take a much dimmer view of him. And I'd be shocked if he's not suspended. In my mind, the only question is how many games is he going to miss.
Mike, before we let you go, did Aaron Rodgers find an unlikely ally in Brett Favre, who told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the weekend that new coach Matt LaFleur needs to kind of give him some leeway at the line of scrimmage? And that's been the ongoing offseason conversation in Green Bay. But when Brett Favre weighs in, people notice.
Well, they notice, and that's right. It's advantage Aaron Rodgers. And look, Aaron Rodgers' contract is what gives him the ultimate advantage, because what are they going to do? If he decides he's not going to follow what he's told in the huddle and this understanding, they're going to call two plays, and there's a series of criteria he should look at to decide which play he should ultimately go with the line of scrimmage. If he goes off the board and he consistently does it, are they going to cut him? I mean, he holds all the power here. The fact that this is public, I know people around the league who think that this is Aaron Rodgers' way of sticking it to Mark Murphy for, just the way the team has been handled over the past several years, and Aaron Rodgers didn't get any input into the hiring of Matt LaFleur. He's got the power. He's making the money, and he's ultimately going to be able to do whatever he wants to do. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, a team that has no owner, a team where he is the most visible and most highly compensated member of the organization. And, they need to work this out in a way that makes it look like everyone's on the same page. The bottom line, though, is I think Aaron Rodgers can do whatever he wants to do.
Great stuff, Mike. Talk to you next week.
Thanks,
all
Mike.
Right, take care, everybody.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. .com. Kelly Kroll in for Mike Mulligan today. Mulley and Haw, and you can join the Scores. Lawrence Holmes today as he hosts Wilson Contreras, the man who was involved in a little controversy last night, and Albert Almora Jr. at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley for the first luncheon series of the 2019 Cubs on Deck series presented by TimberTech and Xfinity. Tickets are sold out, but make sure you're tuned in to listen to Lawrence's conversation with Wilson and Almora today at noon right here, 670 The Score, or on the radio.com app. When we come back, Transition with Dan and Connor. Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Dan Bernstein here for the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Right now, you are listening to Mully and Haw, but we've got Transition coming up at 9.
And Joe Sheehan at 10. We'll get baseball-y with him. We'll see how Lucas Giolito pitched. And Adbert Altuve is going to make his first start in the major leagues.
Bernstein and McKnight starting at 9 on 670 The Score.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey golfers, golf pro Kyle Kunash here. When you play at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, you're bound to hear some of the game's signature sounds on our beautiful courses. Like this. And this. Hopefully not too much of this.
Four.
But definitely this. If a round on the Brute or the Highlands sounds good to you, book your tee time today at GrandGenevaGolf.com.
This brown bag lunch. This staycation. This do-it-yourself oil change. This second shift at work. At American Family Insurance, we understand what it takes to make your first home a reality. It's the same as it takes to protect it. For home, auto, life, and business. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included all month, every month. Plus, now get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Your hard work. Your village of support. Your achievements. At American Family Insurance, we understand what it takes to make your first home a reality. That's why we work so hard to protect it. For home, auto, life, and business. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, Even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify.